Chinese authorities continue to arrest scores of political dissidents and activists. Among those imprisoned in China is artist Ai Weiwei, and that has created something of a dilemma for the Milwaukee Art Museum. It's about to open a major exhibition of Chinese art in cooperation with the Chinese government. The dilemma is, how does the museum acknowledge the silencing of an internationally recognized artist without jeopardizing a show that's been planned for 3 years? Chuck Quirnbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports.
Ai Weiwei was detained in early April. Chinese authorities maintain it's a case of tax evasion, but many see it as China's attempt to silence a prominent artist who frequently criticized the Chinese government. Several museums have shown support for Weiwei in public ways. The Tate Modern in London hung a banner outside saying "Free Weiwei." A museum in San Diego held a 24-hour protest. Mike Brenner would like to see the Milwaukee Art Museum make a similar gesture. Last week, the former gallery owner announced he was going to shave part of his head outside the museum to show solidarity with Weiwei. On shaving day, museum security guards were waiting for Brenner to make sure he wasn't even standing on a museum-owned pedestrian bridge.
Is this light? Yeah. You know, you can do this, but you can't do it on our property. Right.
All right.
After moving forward a few feet, Brenner turned on his electric razor and started shaving chunks of hair off the top of his head. He shaved part of his head to mimic Weiwei's hairline.
Artists, you know, around the world need to show solidarity when one of us is taken into custody without explanation for months. It's not acceptable.
Brenner's protest came less than a week before the Milwaukee Museum is opening a summer of Chinese art exhibitions, including a major one featuring works from the Forbidden City. Brenner isn't suggesting the museum forego the exhibit. He just wants it to do more to call attention to Weiwei's plight. But museum director Dan Keegan says that's not the museum's role.
We're not about protest. So we feel it's important as a convener around culture, a convener around art, to create programs that respond to issues of the day as well as this 3,000-year history of Chinese art.
Keegan says the museum isn't ignoring Weiwei's detention. Next month, the museum plans to hold a panel discussion about Weiwei and artistic freedom. Near a fountain outside the museum, Sharon Wolf says she supports the museum's approach of educating people.
And then we can go after our representatives and our senators and the president and say, you know, look what's going on with this artist in China. And maybe they can put some pressure on the Chinese government to do something about it.
Another museum visitor, Michelle Didier, says she understands the Milwaukee Museum may be counting on the long-planned Chinese art exhibitions to provide important revenue, but she'd like to see the museum come out publicly in support of free expression.
Absolutely, that's one of the great parts of being in America, so it's unfortunate that the Chinese government has the right to do that kind of thing.
The Milwaukee Art Museum isn't the only one facing this issue, but it's among the first to open a major Chinese exhibit since Weiwei was detained. Louis Lankford is a University of Missouri, St. Louis art education professor who has written about museum controversies. Lankford says the Weiwei case has put museums in a tough spot, but he says the case can be made for openness about Weiwei's situation.
It would be unwise for any art museum showing Chinese art, particularly when their publics are speaking up about it, to just kind of say, well, the rest of Chinese art is really good, and so we're going to keep it on display. No, it's best to address such concerns head on.
The question is, though, if the museum does take a public stand, whether it would annoy Chinese authorities who are providing the artwork. The Milwaukee Art Museum's Summer of China exhibitions are slated to run through mid-September. For The World, I'm Chuck Quirnbach in Milwaukee.
You can check out the haircut Mike Brenner gave himself to show solidarity with Chinese artist Ai Weiwei. It's at theworld.org.